Dear Dorothy, today has been a fine day after 2 weeks of rain. I managed to get all the washing out, although two of the shifts which I laid on the grass were trampled on by the chickens and pigs. The travelling tinker and his assistant had just been to sharpen the knives and then left the gate open. Henrietta, the sow, and her four piglets dashed in from the paddock when they saw their chance. Next time he comes, I will have to lock all the livestock up in the piltiggery. At least it was quite breezy, and even the shifts, which I had to rewash after being covered in the hen's muddy footprints, did dry eventually. I wish the tinker would come on the same day every month, then I would know where I was. I forgot to ask him to see to the small paring knife which Thomas uses to sharpen his sketching pencils. He won't be very pleased when he finds out. Anyway, at least the job was done, and I had time to do the baking. It was lovely to be outside and feel the breeze and listen to the birdsong. I heard my first cuckoo of the spring and smelt the meadowsweet, which is always stronger after the rain. My heart felt lighter than it has been of late, what with the worry about our mine, Thomas's gout, and our youngest, Edward, who, as you know, is always getting into scrapes and trouble at school. I don't know what we will do with him. I suppose he takes after his own father when he was a child, by all accounts. I do hope to visit you in the autumn when all the harvest is safely in, God willing. I do miss you greatly and long to see where you are living now and know all about your new life. Please write back soon to tell me all the little things we used to share every day. I'm sending you a jar of last year's honey, as I don't think you will have been able to set up your own hive yet. With fondest thoughts, kisses, and hopes that you will be happy and prosperous this year. Know that you are always in my thoughts. Your own sister, Isabella.